Okay.
Yeah.
Now you can.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you want to hit mute, whoever's got background noise there. Okay. So, you know, the topic we're going to talk about is brought to my attention by my brother-in-law, Mark. So it's an interesting discussion between the Ritva. I mean, many of you, it seems like many weigh in on this, but Ritva versus arguably the Rambam, regarding the topic of asmachta, okay? Asmachta means, you know, like when there are two kinds of asmachta. But asmachta, namely, like the Rabbanan Kras asmachta Balma, you know, like what does that mean when the Torah says the Pasuk is merely an asmachta, you know? So there's a Ritva, if you want to get one, it's in Rosh Hashanah, after Zayin of Alas, okay? In the Ritva. If you don't, I'll read it, but it's interesting. I mean, just to whet your appetite, it's a plain reading of this. Maybe not just a plain reading of it, but it sounds like the Ritva is claiming the Rambam's position is Minos, Babikarsus. So that's what he asked me about. It sounds like that. Okay? So Let's see what happens. Okay? Hopefully not, but, you know, who knows? Maybe. So, the issue is, the sugya which is talking about is, I'm sure you're very familiar with, is about Malchus, Chumash, and Shofros, and Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Gemara says, Hashem says, say before me in Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Chumash, and Shofros. Right? Malchus, Chumash, Aleichem, and that, right? So it sounds like Hashem said, say Malchus, Chumash, and Shofros. But there's a problem, because we don't hold Malchus, Chumash, and Shofros as the Oraisa, but rather say Malchus, and Shofros as the Rabbanan. Right? According to most. I mean, there's, I think, a Rashi, which implies it's the Oraisa, but not almost everyone. Seemingly an open Gemara, that is the Rabbanan. Right? So that's where the Ritva picks up. If you have in the Masada Rav Kook, it's on page Kuf Chav Vav in Rosh Hashanah, in the Ritva. But if not, then it's parallel to the Gemara on Daf Tes Ayin Aleph. It's kind of in the middle of the piece. But it says like this. V'had dekamar, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Lefanai, Mach Tzonot and Shofros. Right? Hashem, the Torah, the Gemara says, like Hashem said, Af al gav, the psuke malchus on shofros, in the Torah, the Rabbanan, the person, they're still the Rabbanan. Right? So that's a kasha. How could it say Hashem said? It's not Hashem said, it's the Rabbanan. Mikol makom yimasha amra Torah, zichron shua, and that which the Torah does say, zichron shua, yishalomo, shiroi lahatkir psuke shua, psuke zikara. So you could learn out, you could derive, as the Gemara does, that it's appropriate to mention Trua, Psukim of Trua, and Psukim of Zikana. Umachios Nafkalan, Kimosh Darshu Bisifra, Tazu Vailcham Zikana Fnelkecham, and Yashamakecham. Right? So the other Pasuk, Shein Tamalam, and Yashamakecham, and Zebanav, Homakum Shat, Omez Zichronos, at the Summit Lamachios. There's a Limud, which teaches us another Limud, that whenever you mention Zichronos, you should have Machios next to it. Umehacha Samchu Rabban, Lizkuni, Hani Psukit Zikiosa. And based upon these psukim, these references, the Rabbanan, it's not the Oraisa, but the Rabbanan or Somech, they leaned to establish this takana of saying psukim amachos chonos and shofros. Umishamachi, katani Rabbi Akiva, shamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imro l'fanai machos. So therefore Rabbi Akiva says that Hashem said the same machos and shofros. Okay, he could put it in the mouth of Hashem. Shekoma sheyesh lo asmachim in apasuk. Because whenever there is an asmachta in a pasuk, Heyir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheroi Lassos came. Hashem like awakened in us, or something like that, that it's appropriate to do this. Ela Shelo Kavuchova, but Hashem didn't make it into a chov. He just kind of hinted at it. Umasru L'Chachamim, and he gave it over to the Chachamim, and then the Chachamim choose to make it into a chov. So it's like, it's in a certain sense, it's traced back to Hashem, because Hashem referenced it in the Pasuk. But Hashem wasn't mechayev it, he left it for the Rabbanan to be make it up to Echova. V'zeh davar barav amas. Okay, and that's clear and true. Okay?
Yeah.
You guys with me so far?
Why? I was there already. Yep.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time finding what you were talking. You said it was on Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph?
No. Tezayin.
Tezayin. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Tezayin Amud Aleph. Hey. It's in the middle of the piece, Tanya. Do you have Moshe Rav Kook or are you doing a different one?
Yeah, sorry, Moshe Rav Kook. Yeah.
Oh, so it's in page Kuf Chav Vav.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so far so good. Have you guys followed me so far?
Yep.
Okay, so let's do a little more. The low, Nevdariva contrasts his position. And so far he's saying, whenever there's an asmachta, it's really that Hashem like referenced this idea in the pasuk, but he didn't make it a chova deoraisa, but he hinted at it and left it for the Rabbanan to codify and to make it into Allah. The thing is, it's like Hashem referenced in the psukim the concept of the chomachos and shochos. But there is an Indian of Matos and Shavuos and I'm mentioning it to him. He just says, no chova. And the Rabbanon set it up. And they leaned it on this pasuk because the pasuk leaned it on the fact that Hashem referenced it in the pasuk. He just didn't make it a chova. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Imro Fanei Matos, right? Because Hashem did say it. He didn't say it as a chova, but he referenced that idea. And then Chazal just had to lean on it, right? It is the davar bar of Amos. This is clear and true. Veloka divrei hamafarshim, not like those who interpret, explain. Hasmata shuuka derech simin shnas nacham. That is merely a simin, like a mnemonic, a memory device that the Chum gave. Veloshe kavanas haTorah l'kach, not that the Torah meant that. Right, it's just that the Rabbanan made post hoc like a simon. Chas v'shalom, yishtake hadavar, v'lo ye'amar. Chas v'shalom, this matter should be wiped out, set, and not said. Shezu das minosi, because this is the das of minos. Okay, this is das of kfira. Aval haTorah he'ira v'kach. But now he reiterates his position. Torah hinted at it. Umasrachiyah hadavar lekava lechachamim imyatu, and it gave over the chova in the matter to be established by the chacham if they want. Kamosha amar v'asisal piha davar sheigid lecha. You do according to that which they tell you. Ulefikach timsa chachamim nosen b'chamakom raya ozecher o asmach to remin haTorah. Therefore, you'll always find the Chachamim give all over the place Raya, Zecher, Smachta, something from the Torah. Kelomar, that is to say, She'enin Mechadshim Davar Milibam. They're not making something up in their hearts. Right? The Chol Torah Shabbal Peh removes the B'Torah Shabbat. Everything Torah Shabbal Peh is hinted at in Torah Shabbat. Shehi Tamima, which is perfect. The Chas V'Shalom Shehi Chaser Klom. Chas v'shalom, it should be lacking anything. Even the Rabbanan, he's saying, are hinted at in the Torah. Just not that they're actually obligatory from the Torah, but they're hinted at, and that's why Yemen Chaz Chamim took those hints and made chovas out of them, and that's why they say they're leaning on that. It really means they're leaning on it. But that's the basis upon which they were able to set up their halachos. Right? And if you want to claim that it's merely a memory device, then he's saying it's kfir. What does derech mean? What does he call it? Derech das mishazu das minasi. Right? Das minasi. All right? So, I mean, we'll look at the Rambam in a moment, because seemingly the Rambam learned something like this. It would seem. And so the footnote references that, and it seems like that's, you know, that sounds familiar to you. It's probably because you've seen it in the Rambam. Okay, so any comments so far?
The question, how broad this issue is. I mean, is it by, I don't know, like by any asmachta?
Sounds that way. Sounds like he's saying, whenever you find the Chazal saying there's an asmachta or a zikr or whatever, this is what it means. Yeah, he seems to be talking very broadly. I mean, there's nothing that the Rabbanan just made up, and there's no reference to that in the Zohar. It's always an asmachta. That's why they're always finding asmachta. They're always leaning on something. Because Torah is Tamima, and everything is built upon the Zohar, referenced in the Zohar from Hashem. Just that, he left it to the Chachamim to build into the system, to make a code, to codify it. Like, maybe, like, for instance, there's an Indian, there's part of the theme of Rosh Hashanah, that's not supposed to show for us, part of the underlying theme in the Yom, but God didn't say Yechayiv to say Pesukim about it. It's just part of the theme of the Yom. But you could, and he left it to Chachamim, if they want, to be Mesakim, to codify those ideas which are implicit in the Yom, and to make a Chovah out of it, if they see the need to do so, if they decide to do so. Alright? And he's saying that's always the case with these Rabbanans. Right? Okay. So, should we look at the Rambam? Okay. So if you have the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, like Dama Pirush Mishnayos, it's on page Yud in the Masada of Kuklan. Yeah, okay, so let's see here. Okay. So the Rambam basically goes through it's kind of interesting because they're not exactly talking about the same topic. But the Rambam goes at length to show that many things in the Gemara, which the Gemara derives, like Priyat Hadar means an asterisk. So don't think that the Chum didn't know what an asterisk was and then they figured it out by Priyat Hadar as being deriving it. But there's a Masorah what an asterisk is. It's just, and that's a Masorah all the way from Sinai. And just that, there's a reference to it in the Pasuk, right? But not that they didn't know. Showing how it's hinted at a reference in the Pasuk. Okay? The Torah, many of the conclusions which are Masorah from Sinai are also arrivable at from applying the system of Yigil Midos to the Torah. Okay? And that's the way the Torah is written. Torah wrote all the tolls, all the details to Moshe Rabbeinu, passed it down. At the same time, it lends itself to arriving at also through the proper application of these principles. Okay? Fine. So then he says like this. So usually that's the case. You could find the hint at the Pasuk or whatever, from the Pasuk of many halachos and then he gets to Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Because he says, look, everything is Moshe Mishinai, it's a Kabbalah of Moshe Mishinai, all the Adoraites, all the Pirush of the Mitzvah. But he says, what's Halacha Moshe Mishinai mean? So I'm on page Yud, if you have it, instead of Cook, it's like halfway down the page, in the first column. He says, Chol Inyan She'en Lo Remez Mikra, any matter which does not have a hint in the Pasuk, Lo Asmachta, nor an Asmachta, nor a hint, nor like a leaning, the Iyash Shalalamda Ba'achamai Midos, and you cannot learn it out at all from any of the Yidgal Midos. The Eila Bilvar Omrim Halachos Mishinai. Only then do you say Halachos Mishinai. Okay, so Halachos Mishinai is something which there is simply no way to learn it from Limudim. Okay? Most of the time in the Torah, you're saying De'oraisas, even though there's Masora, it's also given to be derived through Limudim, through the appropriate method of Limudim from the Torah. But sometimes there's zero Limud whatsoever to this thing. And then it's called Moshe Messina. If there's no way to derive it from the principles of the Yidul Nidos, then it says Moshe Messina. Ulafika, so and therefore, Kisha Amarnu Shiurun Alachos Messinai, the Gemara says, Shiurun is Alachos Moshe Messinai, Shiurun, right? Zai is Kabeit, so that's right, it's Alachos Moshe Messinai. Hikshinu, the Gemara asks, Gemara Amarnu, Eich Tamar Nenshem Alachos Moshe Messinai, how could it possibly be Alachos Moshe Messinai? Ve'alo Shiurun removes him at Pasuk Eretz Chito Sora. Right? So it says, how could you say that it's Alachos Moshe Messinai, but there, it's in the Pasuk? Right, which the Rambam means that one that his whole definition, the Rambam is using to support his principle, but what it means also with Sinai, he's saying is the fact is that since it says his premise is that Alchemosh Sinai means that there's no reference in the Pasuk, so therefore it asks, how could you tell me that Shurim is also with Sinai? But the Harishu removes him at Pasuk, Eretz, Chito, Sora, the full line. So the Pasuk, the Gemara learns out that this Pasuk, Eretz, Chito, Sora, Geffen, Tana, Rimon, is a reference to all the Shurim of the Torah. So apparently it's not Alachos Moshe Messinai. So I said, Shuval, then the Gemara answers, Shehem, Alachos Moshe Messinai. No, really they're Alachos Moshe Messinai. Shum Yisod, Shilam, the man of Aphamidus. And there's no way. No basis to learn out these shiurim, kazayas, kibetza, from the yomidos. Ein lahem remez b'chol ha-Torah. There's simply no remez whatsoever in the whole Torah. The pasuk says, Eretz chita sora gefen temen rima. It derives shiurim from them. Ela his michum l'pasuk zeh kein simen. They just leaned these things to the pasuk, these shiurim on this pasuk, like a simen. Kadesh Yishmirum Yaskirum, so they guard them and remember them. This is not at all what the Pasuk intended. Whenever the Torah, whenever the Gemara says cross machta be'alma, it means that it's not what the Pasuk means at all, but it's just a hint to lean it on them, to help you remember it, to guard it, to remember it. It's like a memory device. By leaning it on the pasuk, in case you ever forget what the shiurim are, which Alachos Moshe Messinai, oh, you remember, it's a tool to help you know and remember, but not that this is at all what the pasuk meant. So, the Rambam is differentiating. Sometimes, by regular Gemaras, if you're going to meet the Torah Drash Slam, when you actually have Limudim, then that is what the Torah meant. That's part of the way the Torah was given, that it lends itself to applying the Yidgin L'midos, and there's a system. And you can mamash learn out most halachos in the Torah, most deraisas you can learn out from a system which was intended in the psukim to derive. But he's saying it's halachos or Sinai, that's the one thing that has zero reference in the Torah. And if there is a reference, it's merely an asmachta, a memory device. And then he's saying it's so too by the Rabbanans. Right? You see Gemara sometimes say it's the Rabbanan called asmachta be'alma. And that's what it means. And so asmachta be'alma is merely an asmachta. So then he's saying that means it's just a memory device. Right? Now, I'm not sure what the Rambam would say about this Nachas Shonson and Shofros, if he's going to say that's a limud. I mean, it could be, maybe he's saying, since this is the Rabbanan, maybe he'll say that's an Asmachta. I'm not sure. I mean, the Rambam's not directly weighing in on the Rabbanan. That's like saying, as Rishon saying, that's definitely the kind of the Rabbanan, but it's not. It's that's what God kind of alluded to. I mean, I would think the Rambam would put that under the class. I'm not sure. So he's not directly talking to it, but it sounds like the Ritva holds that there's no such thing as that, as just a memory device. It would sound that way. But I mean, the Rambam does have the support from that pasuk, from that Gemara, because the Gemara is saying it's Al Shemashina. Says I, but it's referenced in these things. So it says no, it's a cross machta alma. So it doesn't really mean that. I don't know. It's a good question how they're involved with the Gemara. So, you know. So that's basically, so it does sound though on the surface though, I mean, I'm not sure, unless we can be Michalik, but it sounds like the Rambam is arguably what the Ritva is talking about. Don't say that. And that's what she's calling Das Minos, Chas V'Shalom, right? So, it's my question. Is the Ritva holding that this position is Minos? And is that a machlokas? That the Ritva thinks the Rambam is a men? But because of that position? And it's not just the Rambam. I see in the footnote. Whoopsie. Still there? Yeah, okay. I think it's still there. Yeah. He says in a footnote, they say, the Rambam says this, and the Kuzari also says it. And the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit, and Kiryas Sefer, whatever, Mabit. I'm not sure it is, and the Maharal, I'm not sure of the Maharal, the Ramban, it sounds like, references it. And, yeah, and the Machamos, the Ramban. And it seems like it's a pretty prevalent jita. I mean, I didn't look these all up, but it seems that way. At least that's according to the footnote. So the question is, what's the machlokas, I guess, between them, and why is the Ritva so offended by such a position? Is it really so bad, you know? Minus? Sounds like extreme. Okay, so that's it. So now any comments?
One second,
I'm sorry. Hello? I'm sorry. Were you guys talking? I'm sorry. I went off the speaker. That's what happened.
Yeah, the Ritva's complaining about saying something that the Mechadish Davam and Libam. The Rambam's not saying that. The Rambam's saying these are all halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
That's true. It's true. I mean, the Rambam's specifically talking about halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So that's obviously Mechadish Me'libam. That's really from God, direct Mesorah. Just saying is that the allusion in the Pasuk is Me'libam.
Right,
but it's totally from Hashem. I understand. I mean, he's against saying the Rabbanan made stuff up and just hit the reference it. But this is not talking about Rabbanan making stuff up. This is Rambam himself is saying that they're not Mechadish Me'libam, it's Mesorah.
Correct.
He's just saying that what about the fact that they're tying it into the pasuk? That's true. But the Rambam does say this is whenever it says, Zeo Inyan Amram Kras Machdav Alma B'chol Makom Sh'nizka. I mean, Kras Machdav Alma, I feel like comes up under Rabbanans also, no?
I don't know.
I know, I don't know either, but I feel like it does. Where does it come out? Cross off the Alma. Let's see. Just do a quick search, and I'm pretty sure that does. See if this works. Yeah. Oh, that's the pasuk the Gemara just read. This is the Shurim Gemara. That's the first one, but it's like a mirror across Machdav Alma. That's a Psachim. It's also. Yeah, should have said in the Rabban across Machdav Alma. Midrabanan across Nachman Alma. And there's a bunch of cases here. Get Mikusha Midrabanan across Nachman Alma. Lo yichal lo yu, lo yichal min derabanan kras matan alma. I mean, I could look at, look at the tenuchas of a show kraya matan alma. Right. It's basically, it seems like all these Gemara's are saying is these are institutions of the Rabbanan. Ah, it's a pasuk. Yeah, the pasuk is a smat of Alma. Seems like it comes up a lot of cases here. I mean, I have to, you can look at each one of them independently, but it right. Seems like there's some either. And the Rabbanan, the Kura Kras of Allah, smat of Alma. Yeah. It says, Mao and the Rabbanan. Mara has nanem and achatazam. It says in certain cases meila derabanan. It says I not deraisa, but there's a limud called chelav lasham. It says meila. It says no, that's derabanan. I has a pasuk. Ah, asmata alma. It's only an asmata. So I mean, it sounds from there that he's saying is that even though the Gemara is bringing the pasuk, it's an asmata alma, not deraisa. I guess the Rishva presumably will interpret that to mean it's not halacha de'oraisa, right? But the pasuk is referencing that idea, but the Torah didn't make it a de'oraisa, and then the Rabbanan made it a halacha, leaning on that pasuk. But the Rambam presumably will mean the pasuk means nothing about that at all, right? And it means something totally different. And the Rabbanan just as a memory thing, whatever, they set up a Rabbanan, and they leaned it on that pasuk, right? Sounds like that. He's what I'm saying. Whenever it says Smach Malma, so even though it's true, that's a case of Alchos Sinai. But I don't think that's, you know, every time. I mean, what I'm specifically says, whenever it says Smach Malma, I just searched it, one or two, at least one or two examples. You know, I came up with, I don't know, 29 examples, but I don't know, some of them are overlaps probably. But it looks like you did 10 or 10 Gemaras or so. So it sounds like that's, Rambam is making a more universal statement than just Halachos Mishum Sinai. So I guess we could take that case of a Derabanan. I mean, there's this is interesting. There's like various cases. Mishum Sinai, but let's take a Derabanan, where you basically the Derabanan set up Halacha, totally. And it's a total Derabanan. But they leaned it on a pasuk. Right? So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that, just a hint. Yeah. Maybe interesting to see all the different shittos here, you know, but... I mean, it seems like that, but it doesn't sound like the Raya, the Rva. They're both talking in generalities. It sounds like the Rva is saying is there that's like never the case, and the Rambam saying is that's like always the case whenever it says across Machta Malma, right? What do you guys say?
If the Ritva was taking on those positions directly, wouldn't he create more of a direct attack? I mean, not a big Ritva, I don't know, Bucky or anything, but just, you know, it seems that, I don't know, like Tivia was saying, that it seems like he's concerned that, you know, people might take that shita to say, oh, well, the chachamim are just, you know, making things up. But, you know, the concern is just that the Torah is just ambiguous and doesn't specify, you know, a number of things that, I don't know, like saying that it's not part of Torah Shabbat Peh or something. And the chachamim just invented it.
I know, but the Ritva is talking about a case by the Rabbanon, like by this thing about Asafos and Shofra. What the Gemara is saying is that's the Rabbanon, or we hold that's the Rabbanon, but it's based on Pesukim. So it's saying it's Masmasa, right, or whatever. That's presumably, I would think, Rabban would say that's a Masmasa. But it's the Rabbanon. So that's the case where it's argued it's the Rabbanon, that's what the Ritva is saying, it's the Rabbanon. But he uses psukim. So how could it have psukim if it's Rabban? So the classical answer to that question is it's an asmasa. Right? Asmasa. Let me grab here the Rambam on that. I mean, the Rabban. I think he's saying it's that very example. I think Rabban says that, so it's just an asmasa. Sounds like that's what he's saying. No. So he's claiming this is in the Balamar. I'm sorry, the Bahamas. Yeah. It's hard to find exactly, but okay, so what do you guys say? Anyone ever see this before, this Ritva?
No.
Nope.
It's on, I'm not sure if this is how Mark found it, but it's on the Wikipedia page. If you look up Asmachta on Wikipedia, it quotes the Ritva and Rama, and, you know. So you have to make sure you look up two asmathas, asmatha of Kenyan, asmatha of Kanya. It's not that one. It's like this ambiguity or whatever, you know. Okay, so any thoughts? What do you guys think about this minas? Oh, the minas, it sounds pretty harsh, right? And why do you think the Ritva is saying, I mean, forget the Rambam for a minute, why do you think that he's saying it's minus? Does that sound so bad? Like, what's so bad about that? You know? It's one thing he wants to argue, but to say that that's minus? He's just saying is that whenever it's a smasta, It means that it's built into the Torah. And why can't you say it's a pure Darabanan? But it's a Rasmata. Why is that? There's no such thing. It's a pure Darabanan. Every single thing has to be that it's like Mamish hinted at in the Torah. Is that? And it's like crazy meanest to say otherwise. Just sounds like, you know. It's one thing to make a claim like that. I mean, it's a pretty strong claim that every single Darabanan and every single thing is always like, you know, Kula Ba and the Chachma of the Torah is Torah Shanta Mima. And like, I kind of hear him say, it's an amazing claim to make. I just couldn't imagine someone saying it so authoritatively that saying anything other is Mina. You know?
If you take some of the examples, like let's say like the shiurim, right? So fine, shiurim are an asnachta, you know, an asnachta, but it seems difficult to understand that it's not, you know, in some way it's not a deraisa aspect. I mean, like I think the ritva shita makes sense with that, for example, because you know how do you explain that there's no concept of what a shiur is deraisa at all?
Well, no, the Rambam's not saying that. He's saying it is. It's just all Chol Shem Sinai. And the leaning it on the Pasuk is just a memory device.
So it's not that it isn't a rice. It's
no.
Full-fledged a rice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what the Ritva is going to say about that. I guess he would say it's just like a regular Rambam without the Shiram or something. I mean, it's not clear how the Rebbe is going to learn that Gemara. I guess you can check, but... Probably just three Gemaras about that. On Brachos, one in, I don't know, three different places comes up. Yeah, okay, so you guys don't hear what I was thinking?
Yes.
Okay. So, here's the let me just think how to say this. Okay, so here's the thing. It's like, I think what you guys are noticing at first is like, what the Ritva is talking about, that he's really talking against, is people who say that they're mechadshim davar melibam. You know? It's like they're just kind of making stuff up. Rabbanan are just making up new rules. And people, I think, a lot of people, maybe people who we'd call minim, you know, have that attitude that, oh, the Rabbans, they just make stuff up, you know? They make things up. The Torah says one thing, the Rabbans just come along and change it. They make up new things. They're like, you know, innovators. It's like, just stop, made up. Here's the laws of the Torah, and then there's the laws of the rabbis, right? And that's a way of denigrating the rabbis and of not following the rabbis and of undermining the Torah. Like in an extreme case, presumably that's what conservatives and reformers would say. Right? I mean, they may say other things also. They don't accept Torah Shema Pat, you know, but they just say, it's like the rabbis are the rabbis. We follow the Torah. Rabbis, yeah. They do their own thing. They have their own interpretations. They have their own rules. They have their own this. They have their own that, you know. So that, I think, is that is minus. Because, at least in that form, because the Rabbanon are entirely empowered by the Deraisa. You don't have to listen to rabbis. We have to listen to Hashem. But Hashem said, listen to rabbis. That's like he says, Sisal Pia Darashay Gidulcha. Right? So the Torah was given by God with Darsh Basav and Darsh Malpah, which was passed on through the Divine Torah. And the Torah empowered the Rabbanan with various roles. One is to pass down the Masorah. The second is to protect the Torah, to make fences around the Torah, to ensure that the objectives of the Torah are being maintained. Right? And that's basically the function of the Rabbanan. They're not making stuff up, but they have a very deep understanding of the Torah and of the Torah system and the objectives of the Torah system. And when the objective Torah system are in jeopardy, and the Torah entrusted them with setting up laws, right? With setting up laws whenever they deem necessary, according to the power entrusted in them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. In fact, as the Gemara says, how could you say that the Shekhar Shalom says Tivanu Ana Darabanan Heichan Tivanu? So the Gemara says Lo Sasar. That's how. Those also, right? Those also, it means Hashem told you, don't turn away from what they're going to tell you. So you could say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach, Hashem, Kedushan, Lesuv Tivanu, Al Ner, Lahalik Neshel Chanukah, Hashem commanded us, Lahalik Neshel Chanukah, yes. He told us to listen to the Chachamim. The Chomer Sach in it, then you have to do it. So the Chachamim are not making stuff up. They don't make anything up. They are fully empowered, entrusted, carrying on the divine plan. And the person to have an attitude and say, oh, that's only a Darabanan. That's not divine. I don't have to listen to that. Or that's somehow less God's will than the Torah. That's what he's saying is meanness. That is the system God gave is a system which is passed down and maintained and guarded through the Balei Masorah. Okay, and to imply anything less is minus, is that minus. Okay, that I'm saying everyone agrees with. The Ritva, the Rambam, there's no doubt about that. That they agree with. Rabbanan never make stuff up. Okay? But now the question is, what about, definitely the Rabbanan are fully carrying on God's plan. But that's definitely true in a general sense. But do you say that in every particular Rabbanan that they set up? Like for instance, there's the Rabbanan, I think one of the examples was a get mikushar. They set up a get in order to protect the kahuna, that a Kohen won't divorce his wife in a moment of anger, and then he'll be stuck with a wife, and he'll be able to remarry her. So they set up a certain type of a get mikushar, which takes a long time to write. It's hard to write, and by the time he ends up writing it, he'll end up changing his mind, and this way they'll save the marriage. So says that's the Drabanan. The Gemara, I don't know if it's Macholikas, but the Gemara Bavasra says Drabanan, but it is a pasuk. It says that's the smach d'alma, right? The smach d'alma. So does that mean that's what the Kanan Rabbanan, in order to protect marriage, to protect kahuna, to protect the integrity of the bias, to the Kal Yisrael, the Rabbanan, and they're definitely not making it up. That's part of what they're entrusted to do, to guard the society against these types of problems, against people's anger of undermining the whole bias, destroying the bias. So that's the Rabbanan. But does that mean that God directly referenced to them, subtly hinted at, that there's such a thing called a get mikushar, and if they want, they could codify it? Or do you say, no, God hinted to them, told them explicitly, you have the obligation to shamru shamarti, to guard the Torah. You have to guard the Torah, and then you can entrust them with the mission of interpreting the objectives of the Torah and guarding them through codifying halachos, and isurim, and takanos. So that's a machlokas, is to what extent are the Rabbanan's charge directly following God's command? Is it following God's command down to the every single particular, which the Rabbanan set up, that they're interpreting that's what God wanted, and found an allusion for it in the Torah, and that's what God wanted? Or are they just following God. God gave them insight, gave them a charge of protecting the Torah, and passed down all the principles of the Torah, and they're carrying on God's divine plan in setting up takanas, but not that he told them about the particular. He just told them that they should make particulars based upon their assessment of the needs of the time. That's what I'm saying is machlokas. And to what extent they are directly following God's will. But definitely, either way, they are not badam elibam, they're not making anything up. They're directly following the will of the of God. It'd be like if a king grants his underling the power to make taxes, but to work out the tax laws and to codify them. You wouldn't say he's making them up himself. He's doing what the king told him to do. The king just gave him latitude to be able to figure out the right way to formulate it. But that's not bundam eliba. That is directly the king's law. The king entrusts him to do it. He delegates. But that's carrying out the king's will. The thing is that's again the machlokas is to what degree God, you know, hinted at them the particulars, or to what degree they were on their own to get the particulars. And that's going to differentiate how you can interpret asmachta. Because the Rabbanon do is when they do these things, when they set these things up, they often hook it on a pasuk. The Rav is going to say, oh, because that's why, because God really referenced them that they should be doing this. And the Rambam is going to say, oh, no, God referenced them in universal terms that they should make together, regard the Torah, on a particular eye, they lean on a particular, well, that's just a memory device, that's a trick, right? So I'm saying that's their machlokas. But it could be that, you see, the Ritva is not, either, I'm claiming it's like this, the Ritva is not claiming that the halachic or whatever position of the Rambam is minas. But he holds that, he thinks it's wrong, and he also thinks that it's subject to be used and interpreted by minim. It fits into the das minas. It plays into their way of thinking about things, that the Rabbanan are just making stuff up. And the Rabbanan say it's this pasuk, and they don't really mean it. They're just making a mnemonic, a memory device. So it's the Rambam is chas v'shalom means what the mina mean. For sure not. The mina mean they made it up. Rambam's saying they didn't make it up. They're totally leaning on the charge which Hashem gave them. It's just that in the particular reference of the pasuk, that's just like a memory device. They don't really mean that literally that's what God meant, but they're just giving you an alternate way to read it in order to help you remember it. So like a min could read that and think, oh, you see the Rabbanan, they're just making up their own interpretation of the pasukim, right? Because that's what they're saying. They're quoting a pasuk, and that's what, they just made up a thing. Like the Torah meant one thing, and they just twist the pasuk to mean get mekushar. Oh, they're just making it up. They're agreeing. The Rambam's agreeing that the Torah didn't mean that. The Rambam just made it up. So that sounds like the meaning. But the Rambam's not is different though, because he's saying is that God told them elsewhere they should set up a siyag, and he showed them how, and they're just carrying that through, and that's directly God's will. They're not making up their own thing. On the contrary, that's them carrying out the mission and trusting them to by God. But it's just that in the particular of what they're doing when they cite the pasuk, that's not why they're setting it up. They're setting it up because of the thought service or whatever, but now they're just referencing the particular pasuk, which they are referencing, is merely a memory device. So again, I'm saying is that that's why the Ritva is saying Chas v'shalom, right? Yishtaka davar v'lo ye'amer, shazu das minas. So he's saying is you have to erase it and don't say it because it's das minas. He's saying is that it's not just he's arguing, but he's saying is that the Rambams, this is what the minim say about everything in the Rabbanan. Everything the Rabbanan say, they just say, oh, the Rabbanan are making it up. So even though that's not what the Rambam means, he's not taking on their position, but he's saying you have to erase it because you can't teach this Rambam's position, because in the wrong hands, it can be interpreted as saying exactly what the Minim say, namely that the Rabbanan just makes stuff up. They're just a totally independent body who just decide to make up their own rules, nothing to do with what God wants. They just change things and make up rules, and then they start saying, oh, what do I have to follow the Rabbanon for? I'm not following the Rabbanon, I'm just following Hashem. Right? What do you guys say?
Makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Any questions? I would hope a question could help make it any problems or good. Is it good with the Lashon? I mean, it's a little bit. It's not like, clearly in his Lashon that that's what he means. Like, I'm not saying it's like that's the plainest, simplest way to read it. I'm just kind of coming in with an assumption that, first of all, the Ritva didn't hold the Rambam with the men. He had the greatest respect for the Rambam. In fact, I think he wrote a sefer defending the Rambam against the Ramban's critiques of him. And I think the Ramban also holds a similar position, according to this footnote, and the Kuzari, and also... It's what's the sense of saying that minas? To say that, like, why is that minas in any way? To say that the Rabbanan are fully in charge with Hashem, by Hashem to set up a Rabbanan, and when they did it, they just set up memory advice. To say that not every single Rabbanan is alluded to directly in the Torah, that's minas. I mean, again, it's an unbelievable claim to make of the Ritva, but to say that if you don't hold by that claim, that's the apikarsis. I mean, how does that? I mean, you also can't just throw around apikarsis like that. But you have to realize that, especially in their times, these are the tzedukim and all these types of mina were out there. I mean, even nowadays these things, you have to be careful with people interpreting things to mean, want to make stuff up. That's a very prevalent type of an attitude. Certainly in conservative form, but even Orthodox people feel that way about the Rabbanans. And you have to be careful that what you say in ways that could be misinterpreted by people as... So it's like, even if something is true, even if you're saying something which is true, you have to be super careful how you say it and where you say it and what happens. So, the Rav holds it wrong. The Rav happens to hold it wrong. He disagrees. But that's what I'm saying is a different machlokas. That's a different machlokas. You don't say it's kfira because of that. He's just saying, even if you, Rambam, agree you're right, don't say that. Don't tell that to people because they're not going to interpret it in the way you're going to interpret it. So I think you're wrong. It's not true. It's a davar abara, right? The MS. True and true. It's clear and true. But what they're saying, chas v'shalom, don't even say it. Right? That's what he's saying. I think that's why he references the pasuk. It's clear in the open psukim that the Torah meant it to be interpreted by the Chachamim. And meant for the Chachamim to interpret and legislate. That's built into the Torah. So they don't say that's against, they're making it up. That's part of the charge. Right. All right. So, any other comments or questions? Okay, I mean, I think it's important, this thing,
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so I don't think I have time to do the other thing. It was about Hanukkah, anyways. So.
Next year.
Yeah, maybe if I remember it. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here then. Okay?
Okay, right. Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Okay, good night.